Weather modification is paramount, listeners. They will continue to do these weather anomalies on the world. And I certainly believe that the tsunami at the end of the year was set off. I certainly believe a tsunami is going to be done on the West Coast around Oregon. And maybe it won't now. I certainly believe that Hurricane Katrina was engineered and steered. If they can move them, they can move them away from harm's way. So, here we have the devastation. Ongoing 24 hours, 7 days a week information from MSNBC and all its affiliates and other partner stations and non-partner stations continuing to cover this disaster, which is more than likely absolutely totally created. So what is it that you have to do? Increase our numbers. Increase our numbers. That is the only hope we have in fighting off this direction that's being given to us. And what is the direction? A war. We're in a war right now. We're in a silent war using silent weapons. And if you don't understand that, then we'll have to cover this. Because it's so obvious to me, the way the engineering process is going on, that we are being given a war. And this last portion of the war wasn't very silent. The weather war. And I get back to the silent weapons for quiet wars. It was agreed that a nation or world of people who will not use their intelligence are no better than animals who do not have intelligence. Such people are beasts of burden and stakes on the table by choice and consent. There it is. In view of the law of natural selection, it was agreed that a nation or world of people who will not use their intelligence are no better than animals who do not have intelligence. Such a people are beasts of burden and stakes on the table by choice and consent. Well, guess what, listeners? 1 million people have been relocated as stakes on the table and beasts of burden. They have nothing. They've lost it all. And maybe it's not 1 million people. Let's just cut it in half. Let's say 500,000. Certainly there's 500,000 beasts of burden and stakes on the table by choice and consent traveling through America today. Disease is going to come. Vaccinations will be mandated. Food control put into place. It's not happening right now because the American people are outraged. There's many people in this country that are wide awake, listeners. There's many people that have turned off the television. There's many people that don't know what's going on right now because they've turned off the television. And there's some outraged individuals like you listening to this broadcast. Beasts of burden and stakes on the table by choice and consent. Consequently, the interest of future world order, peace and tranquility, it was decided to privately wage a quiet war against the American public with an ultimate objective of permanently shifting the natural and social energy, which is the wealth, of the undisciplined and irresponsible many into the hands of the self-disciplined, responsible, and worthy few. In order to implement this objective, it was necessary to create, secure, and apply new weapons, which, as it turned out, were a class of weapons so subtle and sophisticated in their principle of operation and public appearance as to earn for themselves the name silent weapons. So in conclusion, the objective of economic research as conducted by the magnates of capital, which is banking, and the industries of commodities, which is goods and services, is the establishment of an economy which is totally predictable and malleable. In order to achieve a totally predictable economy, the low-class elements of society must be brought under total control, such as they must be housebroken, trained, and assigned a yoke and long-term social duties from a very early age, before they have an opportunity to question the propriety of the matter. In order to achieve such conformity, the lower-class family unit must be disintegrated by a process of increasing preoccupation of the parents and the establishment of government-operated daycare centers for the occupationally orphaned children. The quality of education given to the lower class must be of the poorest sort, so that the meat of ignorance, isolating the inferior class from the superior class, is and remains incomprehensible to the inferior class. With such an intentional handicap, even bright lower class individuals have little, if any, hope of extricating themselves from their assigned lot in life. This form of slavery is essential to maintaining some measure of social order, peace, and tranquility for the ruling upper class. So everything that is expected from an ordinary weapon is expected from a silent weapon by its creators, but only in its own manner of functioning. It shoots situations instead of bullets, propelled by data processing instead of chemical reaction, which would be an explosion, originating from bits of data instead of grains of gunpowder, from a computer instead of a gun, operating by a computer programmer instead of a marksman, under the orders of a banking magnate instead of a military general. It makes no obvious explosive noises, causes no obvious physical or mental injuries, and does not obviously interfere with anyone's daily social life. Yet it makes an unmistakable noise. That's right, it makes an unmistakable noise, causes unmistakable physical and mental damage, and unmistakably interferes with daily social life, i.e. unmistakable to a trained observer, one who knows what to look for. The public, however, listeners, cannot comprehend this weapon, and therefore cannot believe that they are being attacked and subdued by a weapon. The public might instinctively feel that something is wrong, but because of the technical nature of the silent weapon, they cannot express their feeling in a rational way or handle the problem with intelligence. Therefore, they do not know how to cry for help and do not know how to associate with others to defend themselves against it. When a silent weapon is applied gradually to the public, listeners, the public adjusts and adapts to its presence and learns to tolerate its encroachment on their lives and under the pressure, which is psychological via economic directions, becomes too great and they crack up. Therefore, the silent weapon is a type of biological warfare. It attacks the vitality, options, and mobility of the individuals of a society by knowing, understanding, manipulating, and attacking their sources of natural and social energy and their physical, mental, and emotional strengths and weaknesses. And this is what's going on right now. We're asked to give to the Katrina relief. We have the Bush Clinton Katrina relief right now. We have Bush in charge of tsunami relief. I'm sorry, Clinton in charge of tsunami relief. Boy, did Larry Nichols have it right, listeners. Did Larry Nichols have it right? He said this guy's never going to go away. Larry Nichols, who knew Bill Clinton very well and was very, very upset with him about the way he was. And yet he's there. Going to be part of the UN system, that's for darn sure. Listeners, the UN is a major setup for the world. And the engineering of so many poor in this day and time is a result of wars. And listeners, this is why they call the survivors of this devastation in New Orleans, Louisiana, in Mississippi, in Alabama, refugees. Because a war was given to us, listeners. A weather war. A weather war was given to us, people. Now, if you don't believe that, you find out for yourself and prove me wrong. You try and prove me wrong. You'll find out, you'll research, and you'll see that weather modification is a reality. Weather modification has been a reality for years. If they can steer them, they can steer them away from harm's way. It was not done to create the tragedy and to implement foreign UN troops in America, which has happened, to relocate populations, which is happening, to declare states of national emergency, which is well underway. Last count, 15 states of national emergency. You have the porous borders under human rights treaties, Executive Order 13107 of 1998, December 10th, 1998, Executive Order 13107, implementation of human rights treaty signed by Bill Clinton. On the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights on December 10th, 1948. Well, that executive order, December 10th, 1998. What are we in the middle of right now? The 60th anniversary of the United Nations system. Jeff in Massachusetts, welcome to the broadcast, Jeff.
Yes. For $500, the Silent Wars, for the Silent War, comes from the first chapter of the Bill Cooper book, Behold the Pale Horse.
It was in the book, yes.
Yes, first chapter.
Well, how about the tsunami on the West Coast?
Exactly.
That's a great way to devastate people and not blame anyone.
Exactly. Now Theodore
but God. Only if we stop the UN system and the State Department rampaging with the U.S. mission to the United Nations will any of this stop. How are we going to feel when we're disarmed, just like the people in New Orleans are disarmed now, and surrounding areas are disarmed as they're told to leave? People in North Carolina are being told to leave. What's going to happen to their ability to defend themselves in the future? The disarmament process is well underway. What's it going to be like in 2008 in our country, the way things are being generated and engineered now? Are we going to receive a tsunami on the West Coast? Are we going to receive another weather anomaly of some sort to further devastate our country and bring us to our knees? That is the point. Is a nuclear attack going to be done, blamed on Al-Qaeda, sponsored by Russia, that Hansa believes, and I believe could very well happen? Very, very possible. But with all that's being engineered today, with the 20th century to learn by, obviously the power structure continues with its directions to manipulate us. Gas has been frozen at about $2.75 a gallon, thereabouts. Well, that's because the outrage of the American people require that it stay there. Let's move to Bob in Kansas. Hello, Bob.
I don't think by 2008 it'll be fit to live in.
Sorry to say.
Period. But it's like a disease, and it has to take its course. Now, you know, you said Larry Nichols was right about Clinton not ever going away. Well, in the short term, yes. But look at him. He's physically weak. You know, all those leaders are mentally and spiritually flawed, severely flawed. And most of the population of Earth is, for all intents and purposes, retarded. So, consequently, it's going to have to go that direction. You can't, and it's already set in motion. You're not going to be able to stop that. It's got to happen. There'll be survivors. The survivors can start over with the principles that were laid out in the previous generation of the right-thinking people that we hear on the air today. There'll be enough of them left. I'm sure of it. It'll straighten out in the long run. I'm not a pessimist. Now, one thing that's going to throw these globalists for a loop is something that they cannot control, and that's our sun. That thing there can do more than any scalar weapon we've got. They could get such a power surge in their antenna arrays from a large solar flare that it would just melt them, fry them out. There would be nothing left. Then what are they going to do? Take them 2 or 3 years to rebuild it, wouldn't it, Chris?
Well, they always have their underground facilities to go to that we are not privy to.
That's really fine with me. They go hide in their little spider holes because when they come back out, their immunity systems won't be ready for what's out here waiting for them. As to where the survivors that are on top of the earth still will, they'll be fit to survive, so to speak. But they won't. Their immunity system will not be ready for anything that's going to be out here waiting on them after all of it goes down. They're not going to survive, Chris. No matter what they do or what they try or what they pull on us, these people are not going to survive. You can take it to the bank.
Well, with the weather anomalies that they keep pulling on us, they can easily survive.
Who, them? The leaders?
Certainly.
Well, I mean,
they want to reduce the population. They're doing it.
They will probably do most of that, but there will be survivors on top of the earth, and if they go down under the earth and they come back out after some extended period of time, they're not going to survive well. They're not going to be able to handle the environment.
Well, they won't be able to go to their country clubs like they can now.
No, they won't have their steak dinners or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole different world. They will not be able to handle it. They will not be able to survive. And the thing is, the universe is much bigger than the globalists. And there are things that are in the works out there that are absolutely going to wreck down everything they do.
Mm.
And there's no way they can stop it. One large solar flare hits us square away, it's going to change everything for them and us.
I appreciate your
thoughts. And it's a free-for-all.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Bob. Our military doing the UN work, and yet foreign troops in America today, as we've been attacked by a weather weapon, which could have been steered away from this country, but wasn't. And the press will never cover the fact that weather modification is a reality, even though it's in the U.S. code, listeners. Just like the communists plan to overthrow the government of the United States in the U.S. code, on our website, AmericanExpose.com. I mean, people, where does it stop? Where does it stop? The State Department has the U.S. mission to the United Nations, listeners. It's everywhere, including vaccinations and AIDS, HIV/AIDS, a created crisis on the way, again, as it continues.